Tommy Drizzly said, Coach, staying a lottery, a 4-3 victory here to cap off this three-game homestand before you guys head out on the road. You're able to beat the Calgary Mustangs here. Just how important was a win tonight before the next four games out on the road?
Yeah, I mean, every game is important. It was big. It was a big win. You know, we kind of battled through some bad bounces and undiscipline in our systems, but we came through with a win at the end, and that's big 2 points.
You do have two forwards that have a point streak suspended here, and they had a big second period for you tonight. Riley Smith up to 9 games now, Landon Gross up to a 10-game point streak, James Gomm filling in nicely on that line as well. You know, explain why those three seem to be clicking.
Well, they work. It's like cream and sugar in your coffee. You know, they're not always awesome by themselves, but you throw them in and it makes a nice little double-double. They all bring something to that line that the other one doesn't, and you know, they complement each other very well.
The last three games here, you had been outscored 7-1 in the second period after getting off to pretty good starts in the first period. Tonight, that line helps you outscore the Mustangs 3-0, and that was the difference in the game. How were you guys able to have a bit better push through the second stanza tonight?
Yeah, it's something we went over yesterday in video, was how our second period was kind of killing us. You know, we were coming off to hot starts, and I think we just become complacent coming into the second, and then it's a wake-up call for the other team. Maybe they took us for granted a bit, and then they respond in the second, and we're kind of on our heels, and, you know, it's cost us games at times. So that was our thing today, was just one period at a time, even keel. You know, if we don't start hot like we didn't do tonight, we just got to keep building off that and keep the momentum going into the third.
Do you feel like you skated harder in the second?
I mean, I think we got some bounces. It was just a very bouncy game, I guess. I'm, you know, trying to wrap my head around things that went right and what went wrong. It was just a game of back and forth, and maybe we did, but I think we just probably got some bounces. And, you know, in the third, 4 or 5 pucks sat on the crease, and, you know, that could have been the difference in a 9-goal game and a 4-goal game. You know, it comes back to the bounces, but at the same time, you got to work for those bounces, and you know, maybe we did a little more in the second.
Coming into the game, were you concerned about goal scoring on this team?
No, I've you know, in the back of my mind, it's not an issue. You know, I love our depth. It's just chemistry, and it's probably only going to click even more as we get forward. I just focusing on D first, and, you know, helping out our goalies. We're not going to give up 50 shots like we did last year. That's not acceptable. And, you know, I take a lot of pride in that, and I want the guys to. And I know our offense is there, and they don't have a lot of rules when it gets on the other side of the blue line. I just want them to buy into our team game from that blue line all the way down to our zone, which I get it. It's not fun to play. You know, when they do, they get rewarded the other side, and it's there. It'll come.
You get this road trip ahead of you here that will take you past the 15-game mark of the season, so past the quarter mark of the AJHL this season here. As you try and solidify the roster, how important can a road trip timing-wise be to help this team gel together?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I mean, the guys are all excited in there, really excited to get on the road and, you know, go stay overnight and get to know their teammates a little more. You know, both tough road trips back-to-back. You know, it's going to be a challenge for sure, and you know, no better time than now. We got a full healthy roster and a couple guys out of the lineup just due to too many, and that's a good thing. Whereas last year when we took off on our road trip, we were actually short 3 guys in our line, and I mean, that's tough to play through, and you know, I'm excited to get on the road too.
Can you just explain to Ty Bluesens here the roster moves that you guys have made in the last week?
You know, yesterday we put Mitch Visser down with the Colts in the Junior B. You know, we just want to get him in more game-like situations and, you know, help out his development. You know, bring him up, be our first call-up to get into games. You know, still being able to practice with us and work closely with Mitch. And then we moved forward Logan Linnell out to Flin Flon in the SJHL.
Riley had a 3-point night tonight. What kind of role do you envision him having on the team, and do you think he's poised for a breakout year?
Yeah, you know, he's very offensive. You know, that we have a love-hate relationship. You know, he knows that, and it's when he plays gritty, he's extremely effective out there in the O zone, in the D zone. You know, when he's just skating around kind of nonchalant. He's not effective, and he knows that. And when you talk to him about it, he responds, and he goes out there and scores a couple goals. And, you know, so just we're going to stay close beside him and, you know, keep preaching that grittiness on the puck, and that's he's going to have success. He's a great kid. He's a fantastic hockey player, and he's extremely coachable.
Would you ask for a better birthday present than a victory?
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you're trying to force things. At times, I felt like I was just in my truck, stuck on a block of ice, pinning it, and we weren't going anywhere, and that was frustrating. But I just appreciate the guys playing all 60 and getting a win, and you know, snapping out of that winless streak there.